My brothers, my sisters, let's reach out to those who are struggling. When we were struggling some time back, we found many people reached out to us in different ways. Many of them prayed for us. Today we are here praying for you, my brothers and sisters, who are the victims of something unbelievable that has happened. We have been literally gobsmacked by what has happened in a negative way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So we reach out to them even financially, even through help and assistance. There are so many of our charities that are doing a lot of good work. We have Al-Imdad, we have Ashraful Aid, we have Gift of the Givers, we have so many others, subhanallah, that are working so well. Africa Muslims Agency, doing a lot of good work at this moment. And the reason why I say this, my brothers and sisters, do you know, the victims of this crime are actually those who are probably the most generous when they had. They were the people who gave in the millions. Today they are unable to give. Today some of them have literally been wiped out. But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, if you're a victim, we are here. We will make sure that we reach out to you. We are a network that we would ensure for humanitarian purposes. And because we are brothers and sisters in Allah, we will make sure that we reach out to you in one way or another. We stand by you. We are with you. We are equally shocked and devastated. May Allah protect us all. A lesson we learn, especially in this beautiful country of ours, Zimbabwe. We should never allow ourselves to destroy our own home with our own hands by hurting and harming one another. People might think that there is a short-term benefit. Wallahi, the harm will last decades and it may go on to generations. The only one to benefit is shaitan, none other than shaitan. So let's not allow this to happen.